ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो
This evening we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Dharma is Bhagavad Gita kao Krishna je.
Chapter 12 entitled Devotional Service.
12. poglavlje na slovom udano služenje.
Text number 18 and 19.
Veza številka je 18 i 19.
Sama shatru cha mitre cha tathamana pananayo sitoshna sukha dukeshu Samasanga vivarjitaha tulya nindastu tirmauni santusto yena kenachit aniketa stiramatir bhaktiman me priyo naraha. Translation. One who is equal to friends and enemies, who is equipoised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, who is always free from contaminating association, always silent, and satisfied with anything, who doesn't care for any residence, who is fixed in knowledge, and who is engaged in devotional service, such a person is very dear to me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A devotee is always free from all bad association. Sometimes one is praised, and sometimes one is defamed. That is the nature of human society. But a devotee is always transcendental to artificial fame and infamy, distress, or happiness. He is very patient. He does not speak of anything except the topics about Krishna. Therefore, he is called silent. Silent does not mean that one should not speak. Silent means that one should not speak. Nonsense. One should speak only of essentials. And the most essential speech for the devotee is to speak for the sake of the Supreme Lord. A devotee is happy in all conditions. Sometimes he may get very palatable foodstuffs. Sometimes not, but he is satisfied. Nor does he care for any residential facility. He may sometimes live under a tree, and he may sometimes live in a very palatial building. He is attracted to neither. He is called fixed because he is fixed in his determination and knowledge. We may find some repetition in the descriptions of the qualifications of a devotee, but this is just to emphasize the fact that a devotee must acquire all these qualifications. Without good qualifications, one cannot be a pure devotee. Harava bhaktasyam kuto mahadguna. One who is not a devotee has no good qualification. One who wants to be recognized as a devotee should develop the good qualifications. Of course, he does not extraneously endeavor to acquire these qualifications, but engagement in Krishna consciousness and devotional service automatically helps him develop them. Translation again. One who is equal to friends and enemies, who is equipoised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, who is always free from contaminating association, always silent and satisfied with anything, who doesn't care for any residence, who is fixed in knowledge and who is engaged in devotional service, such a person is very dear to me. Right away, in the beginning of this verse, we can understand that there are not very many pure devotees on this planet.
Že iz začetka tega verza lahko vidimo, da ni prav veliko čistih bhakt na tem planetu.
Because all over the planet today, we see that there are hundreds of wars going on where there are friends and enemies.
Saj danes vidimo, da po vsem svetu potekajo vojne, v katerih ljudje vidijo prijatelje in sovražnike.
This is quite an important thing to understand and remember and to utilize the understanding in our lives.
Zelo pomembno je, da to razumemo in vidimo in da to uporabimo, to razumevanje v svojem življenju.
Self-realization means that our lives, after realizing our nature, after realizing the absolute truth, then our lives should change.
Samospoznanje pomeni, da potem, ko spoznamo absolutno resnico, spremenimo življenje.
There is no such thing in this world as friends and enemies.
V tem svetu ni ničesar takega, kot so prijatelji in sovražniki.
We are living in this world because of our past karma.
V tem svetu živimo zaradi karme iz preteklosti.
Even though we may experience some distress, which seems to be happening because someone has done something to us.
Čeprav včasih doživimo kakšno nesrečo zaradi tega, ker nam nekdo kaj naredi.
Those persons were only the instruments. That action was bound to happen to us whether they got involved or not.
So oni bili samo orodje in ta stvar bi se nam zgodila, če bi oni to storili ali ne.
One of the foremost geneticists in America once gave a lecture.
Nekoč je slavni strokovnjak za genetiko v Ameriki imel predavanje.
He was speaking at a gathering of scientists who were very much opposed to people who believe that creation took place from God.
In je govoril na zboru znanstvenikov, ki so bili vsi nasprotniki teorije, da pač vse izvira iz Boga.
This, if I'm not mistaken, the man's name was Professor James Gould, G-O-U-L-D.
Če se pravim spomnim, je bilo ime temu gospodu James Gould.
And he went through an elaborate, how can you say, rebuttal against the theory of creation.
Rebuttal,
arguments against. He made elaborate arguments against the theory of creation.
Pravi, zelo globoke, zelo tehne argumente je navedel proti teoriji
creation.
Proti teoriji o stvarstvu, stvarjenju.
In debate you have someone, one party gives an argument and then the other party makes a rebuttal.
Ko je, pač pride do argumenta, nekega pogovora, diskusije, potem ena stran da argument, nasprotna stran pa ga ovrže, pač poda proti argument.
So in particular he was speaking against a group of scientists known as the Christian creation scientists.
Zlasti je govoril proti znanstvenikom, ki so znani kot krščanski
Christian creation.
Yeah, znanstveniki.
Just say Christian creation scientist, no translation.
Okay, Christian creation scientist, znanstveniki.
It's a name like Los Angeles. You can't translate Los Angeles.
To je ime, ki se ga ne da prevesti. Kot Los Angeles se ne da prevesti.
So, he said that the theory of the Bible, that the earth began 10,000 years ago, is totally ludicrous to any rational thinking person.
Povedal je, da teorija, da je Zemlja nastala pred 10,000 leti, je popolnoma nesmiselna za vsakega razmišljajočega človeka.
And the theory that God created everything the way it is also ludicrous.
In teorija, da je tudi prav tako, da je Bog ustvaril vse tako kar naenkrat kot je, je prav tako nesmiselna.
And then he went on to say, even if you take it that there is some kind of God, just for argument's sake, then the only possible theory would be the Indian karma theory.
In potem je rekel, in tudi če vzamemo za voljo argumenta, za voljo pač diskusije, če sprejmemo, da obstaja mogoče nekakšen bog, potem je edina smiselna teorija indijska teorija o karmi.
So even the biggest scientists acknowledge that the idea of action and reaction, that we are experiencing the result of our previous karma, this is a logical philosophy if you accept the original premise that there is a God.
Torej tudi največji vodilni znanstveniki na svetu sprejmejo to idejo, da obstaja zakon akcije in reakcije, to se pravi, za vsako dejanje dobimo določeno posledico in če sprejmemo premiso, da obstaja Bog na začetku.
So, when we perceive someone to be our enemy, we become inimical towards them or angry with them.
Če vidimo v kom sovražnika, potem postanemo do njega sovražni ali ga sovražimo.
Right? If someone's your enemy and they do something, you get furious.
Če kdo vaš sovražnik, če vam naredi kaj slabega, potem se razjezite.
So, what you're actually doing is you're giving away the power to control your emotions to another person.
Ampak kar v resnici storite je, da se odpoveste svoji moči ali sposobnosti, zmožnosti, da obvladujete čustva do druge osebe.
Instead of having your emotions under control and being able to use them for your own pleasure in life, by creating enemies, you give them a power to control you.
Namesto da bi svoje čustva vladali in jih uporabili za svoje dobro, za svojo korist, ta čustva, s temi čustvi ustvarite sovražnike in jih obrnete proti sebi, da imate sami škodo.
So a devotee, he sees that the ultimate controller is the Supreme Lord, and he surrenders everything to Krishna.
Bhakta vidi, da je vrhovni upravitelj Krishna in zato njemu predaja vse.
Another point made here is that a devotee is equipoised in honor and dishonor.
Še ena poanta iz tega verza je, da Bhakta vedno ohrani ravnovesje, tako v časti kot nečasti.
So all of us go through situations in our lives where we get some respect or some honor.
Vsi se znajdemo v življenju situacijah, ko nas častijo, sprejmemo čast ali pa nečast.
And we go through situations where we're humiliated or what's the word? We're chastised or dishonored.
Znajdemo se pa tudi v situacijah, ko smo deležni nečasti, poniževanja in karanja.
So even I learned as a little boy, you know, a little 5 or 6 year old boy, I learned a little song.
Ko sem bil star 5 ali 6 let, sem se naučil pesmico.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Did you learn that one too?
Ste se učili tako pesmico? Pomeni nekaj takega, kao palice in kamenje mi lahko polomijo kosti, imena.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Ampak imena mi ne morejo naškoditi.
Names. Aha. If people call you names, ja. Dishonor you, or...
Če vas kdo zmerja, vas kliče grdo, ne, nekak, z grdimi imeni, to vas ne more poškodovati.
So, in order to fix your mind on God, you have to be peaceful.
Če bi radi razmišljali o Bogu, neomajno, potem morate biti mirni.
But if you allow your mind to become agitated because someone dishonors you, or become carried away with joy when someone flatters you, then you don't have control of your mind.
Če dovolite, da vam um preplavi jeza zaradi tega, ker vas kdo ne spoštuje, ali pa če dovolite, da vas preplavi radost, veselje, veliko veselje, potem nimate kontrole nad svojim umom.
Again, you're being controlled by external circumstances, which you can't influence.
Pod nazorom zunanjih okoliščin ste, na katere ne morete vplivati.
So, therefore, it is better to develop inner strength, inner peace, inner happiness, where you do have influence.
Zato je bolje razviti notranjo moč, notranji mir, na katerega lahko sami imamo vpliv.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna compares a self-realized soul to a turtle, a tortoise.
V Bhagavad Giti Krishna primerja samo spoznano dušo z želvo.
Not that he's... Anyway, that... He compares him to a tortoise because a tortoise has the ability to withdraw his limbs within his body.
In sicer zato, ker ima želva sposobnost, lahko, da lahko potegne ude, svoje okončine pod oklep.
Do you have a zoo in Ljubljana?
Ali imate živalski vrt v Ljubljani?
Do they have turtles there?
Da so tam tudi želve?
Huh? You see them?
Ste videli želve kdaj?
Yeah, when they draw their limbs within their shell.
Ko potegnejo noge pod oklep.
How many have seen that?
Kdo je to že videl?
Yeah? Oh, you've all seen it, okay.
Si, okay.
Okay. So Krishna says, yada sangharate chayam kurmon ganivasarvasya indriyan indriyartebhyas tasya pragya pratishtita, the pragya pratishta, self-realized soul, he's able to withdraw his senses from the sense objects.
Pragya pratishta, ali samospoznana dušta, lahko odtegne čute od čutnih predmetov.
He's not disturbed by the external situation in the material world.
Ni vzmirjen z zunanjimi okoliščinami v materialnem svetu.
Heat and cold. Taking a cold bath in the summer is very pleasurable.
Okopati se v mrzli vodi poleti je zelo prijetno.
You take the same cold bath in the winter and, you know, you're just jumping around, screaming. I mean, it's...
Enaka mrzla kopel po zimi, pa je zelo neprijetna. Skačemo na krog in opijemo.
It's actually very good for your health, but...
Je zelo dobro za zdravje. Ampak...
Or ladies in India, they cook in the kitchen in the winter time and it's very pleasurable.
Ali pa ženske v Indiji kuhajo v kuhinji po zimi in to je zelo prijetno.
But when it's 45 degrees in the summertime.
Ko pa je poleti 45 stopinj, potem...
And you're in a kitchen with 3 or 4 hot stoves.
In ste se v kuhinji, kjer so 3 ali 4 vroče štedilniki ali pa plošče.
It's not pleasurable.
Pa ni ravno prijetno.
But they still have to cook. There's nothing they can do. It's not that you go out for dinner every night.
Pa vendar, mora nekaj skuhati, ni tako, da lahko grete vsak večer ven na večerjo.
So you just have to be equipoised.
Morate samo biti uravnoteženi.
And in the same way, if you want to be self-realized, if you want to achieve perfection in spiritual life, you have to take charge of your mind and senses and not get heavily influenced by the material world.
Tako je tudi v duhovnem življenju. Moramo prevzeti sami, pač vzeti v roke ali obvladati um in čute in ne pustiti, da nas odnesejo.
Association.
Druženje.
One thing is pretty universal.
Ena stvar je tukaj zelo splošna.
When you first start coming to the temple and you first start practicing devotional service,
ko začnete hoditi v tempel in se posvetite v danemu služenju,
you know, doing all those weird things like getting up at an ungodly hour of 4:30 in the morning, and
da delate vse te nenavadne stvari, kot je ustajanje ob taki nesveti uri ob 4:30 zjutraj.
And stop eating animals.
Da nehate jesti živali.
And start, you know, chanting God's name on beads.
In mantrati, recitirati imena Boga na rožnem vencu.
You really learn quickly who your friends are, isn't it?
Potem se res zelo hitro naučite, kdo so vaši prijatelji.
All of a sudden, so many people you used to know and play bridge with and go out to the football match with, and, you know, some of you used to get drunk with them and whatever.
Kar je znenada, ljudje, s katerimi ste včasih hodili na bridge ali pa tekmo ali ne vem kam, s katerimi ste se mogoče kateri kdaj napili, kar najkrat več niso vaši prijatelji.
They no longer want to associate with you. Do you ever notice that?
Noče se več družiti z vami. A ste opazili to?
You know, you call them up and leave a message on their answering machine and they never call back. And
pokličete jih in pustite sporočilo na telefonski tajnici, pa vas nikoli ne pokličajo nazaj.
And they, you invite them to come to the temple with you. And, you know, they say they'd really love to come, but they just happen to have another appointment 6 weeks from now, and they can't come 6 weeks from now.
Povabite jih, da pridejo z vami v tempel, ampak najde opravičilo, da imajo zdaj za 6 tednov naprej vse zasedeno in ne morejo priti v tempel.
Well, factually, the feelings are mutual.
Pravzaprav so občutki oboje stranski.
For someone who is trying to control his mind and senses, for someone who is trying to purify his existence, hanging around with people who are smoking and drinking and eating meat and doing all kinds of other sinful activities, it makes your life much more difficult.
Ljudi, ki želijo obvladovati čute in um, ki želijo očistiti svojo bit, je zelo težko, je zelo težko živeti, če se družijo za tistimi, ki kadijo, pijejo in ki živijo zelo nečisto.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Daleč od oči, daleč od srca.
So, in general, devotees, asat sanga, tyaga, e vaishnav, achara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, who is a devotee? And he said, a devotee is one who gives up the association of non-devotees.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je vprašali, kdo je bhakta? Je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, da je to tisti, ki se odreče družbi abhakt.
Now that may sound a little severe.
To mogoče zveni precej ostro ali direktno.
But what you're actually doing is trying to become a pure devotee of God so that you can go and really help all your friends.
Ampak s tem v resnici želite postati čisti bhakta in zares pomagati svojim prijateljem.
If you associate with thieves, you'll become a thief.
Če se družite s tatovi, boste postali tat.
If you hang around with alcoholics, you'll end up going out to the bar every night.
Če ste skupaj v družbi z pijanci, boste na koncu tudi vi sami končali v tem gostilni.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Ptice podobne ptice skupaj letijo.
Okay. So you should try to make all your friends either make them devotees or make sure your friends are devotees.
Torej, morate poskrbeti, bodi si, da svoje prijatelje in svojih prijateljev naredite bakte, ali pa da poskrbite, da so vsi vaši prijatelji že bakte.
A devotee is silent by only speaking about Krishna consciousness.
Bakta je vedno tiho, v tem smislu, da vedno govori o Krišni.
Now, there was a famous so-called transcendental meditator, and I won't give him any publicity, but he was, you know, a big round Indian with a long white beard and round eyes and a big head of hair.
Nekoč je živel en veliki indijski transcendentalen človek, ki se je posvečal meditaciji in imel je velike oči, velik trebuh in okrogel tak in dolgo brado, belo in košate lase.
And he sold Vedic mantras for $50 and later on taught you how to fly for $1,000.
Prodaje vedske mantre za $50 in vas tudi učil leteti za $1,000.
So he had and may still have this habit of talking with a group of people and giggling all the time. You know, like that, you know, he would speak something and then giggle. You know what giggle means? Like girls giggle a lot.
Imel je navado, da vedno, ko je govoril, se vmes hihital. Vedno se hihital vmes in tako navado imel, ko je govoril v skupini ljudi.
Now, you may thought he was cute.
Vi bi si mislili, da bi je prav sladek.
But actually, he lives by a philosophy that we are all God.
Ampak on živi, se preživlja od filozofije, da smo vsi Bog.
We have just forgotten that we're God.
Samo pozabili smo to, da smo Bog.
You know, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the spiritual world. I forgot that I was God and had to come back.
Na poti v duhovni svet se mi je zgodila čudna stvar. Pozabil sem, da sem Bog.
So their idea is that there is only one being existing.
Njihova predstava je, oziroma oni si predstavljajo, da obstaja samo eno bitje.
In other words, we look like we're all separate, but actually I am you.
Na videz smo vsi različni, ampak v resnici sem jaz ti.
And you think that you are separate, but you're me.
In ti tudi misliš, da sem jaz ločen od tebe, ampak v resnici si ti jaz.
So if I attempt to talk to you, I'm just talking to myself.
In če poskušam govoriti tebi, pravzaprav govorim samemu sebi.
So they laugh.
In zato se smijo.
Oh, I'm talking to myself again.
Kao, gledajte, spet govorim samemu sebi.
So they have a saying that one who knows does not speak.
In potem imajo tak rek.
And
one mi je rekel, da
one who knows does not speak.
Kdor ve, ne govori.
And one who speaks does not know.
Kdor ve, ne, kdor govori, ne ve.
Okay. But those who actually know, they say hogwash.
Ampak tisti, ki zares vedo, pravijo
hogwash is, you know, after this hogs have lived in a place for a little while, you have to clean it because it's full of all kinds of filthy
the
stuff.
Place? The place?
Huh? The place? They say nonsense.
Aha. Torej pravijo nesmisel.
In fact, Prabhupada said about the Mayavadis that that's a very good philosophy for them. They should shut up.
Prabhupada je rekel, da je to zelo dobra filozofija za nje, da bi res morali utihniti.
They don't have anything to say anyway.
Se tako ali tako nimajo nič pametnega za povedati.
He said, but we have so much to say about Krishna.
Mi pa imamo veliko za povedati o Krishna.
We won't talk nonsense things, but we'll talk all day long about Krishna.
Ne bomo govorili nič nesmiselnega, pa kljub temu lahko ves dan govorimo o Krishna.
And everyone will benefit from that hearing.
In vsi bodo imeli korist od poslušanja.
Not only the human beings, but all living beings.
Ne samo ljudje, temveč vsa živa bitja.
Anavriti shabdat. By sound, you will be freed. Everyone will be freed by hearing.
Anavriti shabdat. Vsak doseže osvoboditev, odrešenje z poslušanjem.
A devotee is satisfied with whatever comes naturally of its own accord, of its own arrangement.
Bhakta je zadovoljen z vsem, kar pride samo od sebe.
In other words, one should not over-endeavor for material things.
Drugimi besedami, ne bi smeli preveč prizadevati za materialne stvari.
You should work at your job honestly. You should not be lazy. But whatever comes within 8 hours or 10 hours, whatever you work, you just accept that. If you think you should get a better job, you can endeavor in a normal way to get a better job, but don't be caught up in the mode of passion trying to get more and 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 more. It's never ending.
Pač morali bi biti zadovoljni s tem, kar pride samo od sebe. Naprimer, če hodimo v službo, kar dobimo po 8 urah dela, ne pa da si prizadevamo, da dobimo več in več. Dobro, če mislimo, da potrebujemo boljšo službo, si lahko prizadevamo za to v nekih normalnih okvirih, ne pa da pademo pod vpliv gune strasti in si želimo vse več in 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 več. In temu ni konca.
So, you know, it's like you're going on a trip from on a train or something. Like the example I use is in India, because there's a train from Delhi to Bombay, and you get a compartment.
Tako če greste z vlakom nekam na potovanje, ponavadi uporabljam primer iz Indije, ker imate vlak od Delija do Bombaja in imate, dobite kupe od Delhi.
Kupe, right. And you're sharing it with about 3 other people.
Delite si ga z približno 3 drugimi.
So you could put a lot of energy into fixing up your coupe.
Lahko veliko energije vložite, da si lepo uredite ta coupe.
But why should you do that? The journey is, it's 24 hours. You're getting down in Bombay. Better to be more concerned where you will stay in Bombay.
Ampak zakaj bi se toliko posvečali temu? Vse potovanje bo trajalo samo 24 ur. Boljše, da se pozanimate, kje se boste nastanili v Bombaju.
So a devotee is satisfied with what comes naturally.
Zato je bhakta zadovoljen z vsem, kar pride naravno, samo od sebe.
A devotee can live anywhere because he knows that everywhere is temporary anyway.
Bhakta lahko živi povsod, zato ker tako ali tako ve, da kjerkoli živi, vsako mesto je samo tako ali tako začasno.
I, one of the best times, well, even now, as a sannyasi, you know, I'm constantly traveling, and I often find myself going to a new place every second day.
Stalno putujem, še zlasti zdaj kot sanjasi, in se mi zgodi, da se znajdem na novem mestu vsaka dva dni.
And I think just the other day I woke up and I couldn't, I was in Split, but I thought I was still in Ljubljana, and I couldn't remember where I was. Because, you know, I just come there and I was staying for one night, and you forget where you are.
Potem se mi zgodi, kot meni, da sem šel, bil sem v Splitu in sem se zbudil po noči, pa sem mislil, da sem še vedno v Ljubljani, ker če tako, da pridete nekam in ostanete eno noč in spet grete naprej, potem pozabite, kje sploh ste.
Actually, it would be really neat if I could just wake up one morning and forget that I was in the material world altogether.
Kako lepo bi bilo, če bi se nekega jutra zbudil in bi pozabil, da sem sploh da bil v materialnem svetu.
When I was a young brahmachari, we used to travel in a van, a little smaller than these Mercedes vans that you have here.
Ko sem bil še mlad brahmačari, smo potovali z kombijem na okrog, malo manjšim od tega vašega Mercedesovega kombija, ki imate.
And we were very, very poor.
Bili smo zelo revni.
And there was 8 of us in one of those vans.
In v enem takem kombiju nas je bilo 8.
And for months and months, that was our home.
Več mesecev skupaj je to bil naš dom.
We slept in there in our sleeping bags.
Tam smo spali v kombiju v svojih spalkah.
Somebody would be on the front seat. Some would be, you know, about 4 or 5 people would be in the back, you know, right up against each other. And usually the ones that didn't snore.
Eden je sedel na sprednjem sedežu, 4 pa od zadaj, ponavadi skupaj so se tiščali, ponavadi taki, ki niso smrčali.
Sometimes somebody would sleep on the roof.
Včasih je kakšen spal na strehi.
And, you know, in that way, it was, we didn't care, really, where we were staying. We were so fired up about distributing Prabhupada's books that nothing else mattered to us at all.
Ni nam bilo mar, kje smo živeli. Tako smo bili zagreti za deljenje čela Prabhupadovih knjig, da nam ni bilo mar, kje smo.
And it was really a wonderful life.
Življenje je bilo res čudovito.
So, being detached from place of residence is very good for spiritual life.
Biti nenavezan na mesto bivanja je zelo dobro za duhovno življenje.
And to be fixed in knowledge and engaged in devotional service.
In imeti najmanj znanje ter znamo služiti Gospodu.
So, we have to try to develop these qualities while practicing devotional service.
Moramo si prizadevati, da razvijemo te lastnosti, ko vdano služimo Gospodu.
Of course, if you just practice devotional service and don't pay any attention to improving your qualities, you will eventually come to that point.
Seveda, če samo vdano služite in ne obračate pozornosti ali ne posvečate pozornosti razvijanju teh odlik, boste kljub temu prišli na to do njih, boste jih pridobili.
But Srila Prabhupada said, when asked how one could truly recognize his followers,
ampak ko so Prabhupada vprašali, kako lahko prepoznamo res njegove prave privržence?
My followers will be recognized by the fact that they are perfect gentlemen.
Je Prabhupada rekel, da moje privržence lahko boste lahko prepoznali potem, da so popolni gentlemani.
So, we have to think about these qualities, and they are in the mode of goodness, in the mode of course, when connected with devotional service, they're in the mode of pure goodness.
vse telesnosti so v guni vrline in če so povezane z vdanim služenjem v čisti guni vrline.
And if even as a small group of people we can start practicing or exemplifying these qualities, then we can make the world around us a much better place.
In če celo kot ta majhna skupina ljudi se pač začnemo prakticirati ali nekako uvedemo v svoje življenje te lastnosti, potem lahko veliko izboljšamo svet.
Because these qualities are coming from our inner strength and our inner commitment.
Kajti te lastnosti izvira iz naše notranje moči in naše notranje nekako predanosti, posvečenosti.
So it's not that you know we're dependent upon how other people act.
Nismo odvisni od tega, kako drugi ljudje delujejo.
Just like there's a saying that when it's nice and sunny, everybody's in a good spirit.
Kot rečeno je, da če zunaj je lepo in sončno, so vsi polni navdiha ali dobrega počutja.
Isn't that right? How many of you feel good when it's a nice sunny day?
Kdo se počuti dobro, ko je lep sončen dan?
Okay. Now, how many of you feel a little depressed when it's a cold, rainy, snowy day?
Kdo pa se čuti nekako potrtost, ko je hladen, deževen ali snežen dan?
Yeah. So what it means is that the way you feel is totally dependent upon the weather.
To pomeni, da so naši občutki popolnoma odvisni od vremena.
How many of you can control the weather?
Kdo od vas lahko nadzoruje ali upravlja vreme?
Somebody down there?
Right. Okay. A je kdo med vami? Tak.
There was a movie, I think. I didn't see it, but it was called The Rainmaker or something.
En film je bil posnet
with that little short actor.
Tistim majhnim igralcem.
Won all Academy Awards or something.
Rainmaker.
Huh? Oh, Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman. Right.
Rain Man. Okay, the Rain Man. Yeah.
To je pa še eden drugi.
Did he ever make rain?
A mu je uspelo povzročiti, da pade dež?
He couldn't do it, huh?
Ni mu uspelo.
See? He should just be called the Dust Man, not the Rain Man.
Lako bi mu rekli prašni človek, ne dežni človek.
But a devotee of the Lord carries his weather with him.
Ampak gospodo Bhakta ponosi vreme s sabo.
He's not affected by external circumstances.
In ni pod vplivom zunanjih okoliščin.
His dearmost friend Krishna is in his heart, whom he loves.
Njegov najdražji prijatelj Krishna je v srcu in ljubi Krishna.
He keeps association with other pure-hearted souls.
Druži se z drugimi dušami čistega srca.
He talks only about Krishna and works only for Krishna.
Pogovarja se samo o Krishni in deluje samo zanj.
And he has a long-range vision of serving Krishna.
Ima dolgoročno vizijo o služenju Krishni.
And therefore he has the strength to push on through all kinds of difficulties.
Zato ima moč, da gre ali preseže vse težave.
So these qualities are principled. They're part of a principle-centered life.
In vse to je del življenja, ki ima za središče določeno načela.
Okay, I'm going to stop there. Are there any questions?
Tukaj bom končal, imate kakšne vprašanje, komentarje?
Yes.
I just remembered that devotees once made rain in India.
They once made rain in India?
Pač povedal smo se Bhakta enkrat naredili dež v Indiji.
Well, probably a lot of you are wondering why there's been so much rain recently all over Europe. In London, they just had more rain in one month than they've had since the Middle Ages.
V glavnem, mogoče se sprašujete, zakaj je bilo po Evropi toliko dežja zadnjih nekaj časa. In v Londonu so ugotovili, da je bilo ta mesec največ dežja od srednjega veka.
Yagyartat karmanonyatra lokrit. No, how's that go? Yad bhavati bhutani parjanyad anasambhava. The devotees have been increasing the chanting of Hare Krishna more and more, and it's causing more and more rain to come so that there can be production of food grains.
Bhakte vedno bolj in bolj pojejo sveta imena, tako da pada vedno več dežja, da bi lahko predelali vedno več žita.
But their timing is a little off, so they've got to work on it.
Timing?
Timing. No, I'm just joking, it's okay. Yeah, it's true. There was a drought in what happened was in Madras.
Da bila je poplava,
in the state of Tamil Nadu in South India.
Da bila je suša v Madrasu v južni Indiji.
There are a group of very atheistic people who are inimical to the devotees of Lord Ramchandra.
In skupina ljudi, ki so zelo ateistični, ki nasprotujejo gospodu Ramachandri.
And they're very bodily conscious, and they feel that Vedic culture was forced upon them by the people who came from the north.
Ki so samo nekako na ravni zavedanja svojega lastnega telesa in ki mislijo, da so jim vedsko kulturo vsilili ljudje, ki so prišli iz severa.
The Dravidians. I think that's right.
Dravidi.
And so what they did was, one year, just to show their animosity and to show their teeth, they made a giant straw deity of Lord Ramchandra.
In samo da bi pokazali svoje sovraštvo svoje do teh ljudi, so naredili veliko božanstvo iz slame gospoda Ramachandre.
And then they put garlands of shoes all around the deity and put it up in public.
Potem pa so dali vse okrog na božanstvo vence iz čevljev in postavili to podobo v javnost.
So this was meant to offend the millions and millions of devotees of Lord Ramchandra in South India.
S tem so želeli užaliti na milijone bhakt gospoda Ramachandra v južni Indiji.
And then they went further and burned the deity.
Na koncu so šli še tako daleč, da so božanstvo zažgali.
So then, right at that point, there was a drought in Madras, only in Madras.
In potem je samo v Madrasu zavladala velika suša.
Actually, with that whole area of
tem področju,
Madras,
pač.
Tamil Nadu. And it lasted for something like 2.5-3 years.
In je trajala 2.5-3 leta.
So they tried everything, the government, everybody was worried. They tried everything to get rain to grow, to come.
Poskušali so narediti vse, da bi nekako povzročili dež, vlada in vsi, pa jim ni uspelo.
They even hired American scientists to come and seed the clouds.
Poskusili so celo s tem, da so pripeljali ameriške znanstvenike, ki so nekako posejali oblake na nebo.
But that also didn't work.
Ampak tudi to ni pomagalo.
So Prabhupada, we have one farm near there. It's actually in Andhra Pradesh, which is the state right next to.
Tam v bližini imamo eno kmetijo, farmo, v državi Andhra Pradesh, ki je sosedna.
So he told the devotees to have 24-hour Sankirtan.
In
Prabhupada? Yes.
Prabhupada je povedal bhaktam, da grejo tja in imajo 24 ur kirtan.
So for 4 days in a row they organized Sankirtan and devotees would chant in shifts and they would go throughout the villages.
Bhakte so 4 dni zapored v izmenah peli po vseh 24 ur na dan.
And after the 4th day it started to rain.
In po 4. dnevu je začelo deževati.
And then it started to rain all over South India.
In potem je začelo deževati po vsej južni Indiji.
Now it may be just a coincidence.
Mogoče je bilo samo slučajno to.
But we don't think so.
Samo ono ključ je, ampak mi ne mislimo tako.
By pleasing Krishna, one automatically pleases all of the demigods, and the demigods will supply all the necessities for man.
Če se zadovoljimo Krišno, zadovoljimo automatično tudi vse polbogove, in polbogovi potem preskrbijo ljudi za vsem potrebnim.
So now I think the next program is we're going to have what, some bhajan and some interactive presentation? Or?
Oh, in the end.
Okay. All right, then we can have more questions.
Only some announcements will be there.
Huh?
Some announcements.
Okay.
Sridhar Maharaj ki jai.